made by students for students. This is USA Votes 2016.
Welcome back to USA Votes. You're here with Lily Coleman
and Lucy Thomas, and we're here to talk to you about the future prospects America may face when they announce the new president.
But first, here's all the latest news with Jeff.
Thank you very much, Lily. Now, Donald Trump is potentially one state away from becoming the 45th president of the United States. A win in Pennsylvania or Michigan could be enough for Mr. Trump to claim the White House on a night described by some as the most extraordinary night in modern political history. In the last few moments, Wisconsin turned red as Donald Trump added another swing state to his collection. He has already won the battleground states of Florida, Ohio, North Carolina and Utah, and has marginal leads in states who are not yet to declare. Hillary Clinton has won the state of Nevada, but her path to the presidency is very narrow indeed. The Senate race is still tight, with the Republicans currently holding a one-seat majority. There are tight races in New Hampshire and Pennsylvania. The party is projected to hold control of the House of Representatives, meaning the party is on course to control the executive and legislature. Meanwhile, global markets have taken a hit in the aftermath of Trump's success so far tonight, with the Mexican peso at an all-time low against the US dollar, whilst the Japanese market briefly plunged by more than 6%.
Now let's speak to our Washington correspondent, Luke Hastings. Hello, Luke.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. I'm here with Jake Eisenberg, a US student, and Jason Lewis and Adam Goetcher here as well.
Okay, hello everyone.
Hi there, guys.
Hello, yeah, we're all here. We're all here for you. We're all here. Yeah, they're all stunned, very tired, yeah. So yeah, just really, guys, what are you thinking about the night? Did you expect this? And what are we going to have moving forward in the US?
Well, I most certainly personally didn't expect this result. Everything I've predicted this year hasn't happened, but this tops the lot because this is bigger than anything else that's happened this year. This is the US presidency. This changes not just this country. Think of everything the USA is associated with, trade, NATO, the UN. And it's going to be such a change going from Barack Obama to Donald Trump. Just saying that and trying to process that switch in my head just doesn't comprehend, if I'm brutally honest.
I mean, I think that the feelings right now are what we kind of thought throughout this entire election season, which is what is actually happening. And I think that the result of tonight is as shocking as the entire lead up to this election was. We had the audio tape of Donald Trump with his misogynistic comments. We had Hillary Clinton with her email scandals and those coming out twice in the past couple weeks with FBI Director James Comey. We had Donald Trump with his other stuff, whether it be calling the election rigged or blaming the media for a variety of things. Just this whole lead up, this entire 2016 campaign has been so ridiculous, to be honest, that I think the future can only be considered an extension of that.
So do you guys think that America underestimated Trump then?
Yeah, well, the feeling is that the US did underestimate Trump. What are your thoughts on that?
They did underestimate Trump. I don't think anyone genuinely believed he could become the president. He's a reality TV star. That's kind of what he does. He's a businessman. No one believed a businessman could beat a politician to the punch. And I don't think Hillary Clinton really took her chances when she got them. I think we spoke about this a bit earlier on one of our TV panels. I think she allowed herself to go down to his level. And when you go down to his level, he's going to be better at it. And he was, and he became president. I think he was very much underestimated.
Yeah. Well, we were saying earlier as well that, well, before we came here, we had to really research to find out all the policies because they were too busy taking digs at each other to actually talk about what they're going to do with the country. And that's where Hillary Clinton, as a politician, could have, you know, held her head up, but she hasn't. And now she's nearly lost the presidency.
It was a professional against an amateur. It genuinely was. Like, it was a professional politician against an amateur politician, someone who's never held any sort of office, and the amateur came out on top.
Thank you, guys. Okay, we're going to keep you on air if that's all right. I might come back to you a little bit later if you can just hang on for us.
Of course, no problem.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
So how about this? A London gambler has bet £200,000 on Donald Trump to become the next president of the USA. Joshua Coase is here to give us more details on this extraordinary bet. So Josh, how much does he stand to win?
Well, he'll win £500,000 on top of the original sum. That is, assuming that Trump wins tonight. The man is from London, as we said, but he's not yet been named. He made his bet online on the online site called SpreadX. Colin Campbell, a financial analyst at SpreadX, said the US election is now their single biggest betting event ever. Since his bet, bookies slashed their odds on Mr. Trump winning on Friday after a customer from Nottingham placed £37,000 on a Republican victory.
So what were the biggest bets in favour of a Clinton victory?
The biggest bets which have been made by UK residents on Mrs. Clinton to win instead have come from a London-based telephone client who placed a £150,000 stake with William Hill, and a woman from Durham quite incredibly put £183,200 on Clinton in a two-part wager. In this extraordinary night of betting, William Hill alone are about to exceed a £4 million turnover for the first time in any political event. Quite unbelievable, really.
That's insane.
That's mad. Lots and lots of money going around. Now we're joined by one of our fellow presenters, Mark Briggs. Hey, Mark.
Good evening, or good morning now, I should say. It's been a long night.
Indeed.
And we are near a conclusion now, but I've been following the TV coverage on Fox News for most of this evening. And most people now are asking, how is it going to end? Which is the final state? Which is the final piece in the jigsaw puzzle? Confirming a Donald Trump presidency. Now, I know the BBC haven't confirmed it yet, but Wisconsin is going to be going for Trump. So that would be another 10 points to his tally, which would leave him 16 short. The closest one that we expect to go for Trump is Michigan, and that, funnily enough, is actually 16 electoral college points, which would take him there. The reason why they're delaying that result is that apparently in Detroit, which is in Michigan, it hasn't been counted yet, and that has a high Democratic vote. So if there was enough votes for the for Clinton in that area, then it could sway Michigan, but that's why they're holding off for that one. A few other states to watch out for, which could be the decisive ones, include Pennsylvania, but that might not even be called tonight because it's so close to call. The same with Arizona and also Minnesota. The same sort of reasons there. There's high populations of Democratic voters that haven't been counted yet, and they could still swing the vote either way. So that's the latest in terms of the states. A bit of breaking news we have for you, though, in Pennsylvania is that Pat Toomey, one of the senators, has been re-elected, and that will mean that the Republicans have enough for a majority in the Senate, as well as the House of Representatives, as well as a potential president. So they could have a clean sweep for the Republicans tonight, which means in all three areas they will have a president, a House of Representatives a majority, as well as a Senate majority. So it's looking like a great night for the Republicans, but we're just finally waiting for one of these last states to push Trump over the line so that we can see he's getting to that magic number of 270.
Thanks for that, Mark. We're now going to bring back in our Washington correspondents. Are you there?
We are.
Okay, hello. So how do you guys think that Trump has been able to come to this such a monumental moment of success?
Yeah, Jason, how are you feeling about that, about how the monumental pieces of success that Donald Trump's looking at tonight?
It's a very good question. From a point of view of a journalist, it's an incredible story to have part of telling. I'm sure it's going to be saying they're going to turn into a movie one day. It's really the stuff of Hollywood fiction. So incredible. It's not going to sink in. It's going to take a long time. I think for me, like, until I physically see him at the inauguration in January, that'll be when I'm like, okay, this is happening. We've got to deal with this. We've got to, like, he'll be visiting soon. He'll be at Downing Street. But yeah, it's going to take a while. I think it's going to be a long one to let this sink in.
Him and Nigel Farage. It's gonna
having a pint down the pub.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mark?
Well, one of the things.
Well, I think it's one thing important to say that this is not officially over yet. There's still some races to be called, and it could end up flipping the entire way that we don't think it is. But if you consider a Donald Trump presidency, the way I'm feeling about it right now, I mean, to put it in terms that I guess England would better understand, it's like Leicester City winning the Premier League. It's such an absurd idea when you think about it at the beginning of the season, so to speak, or the campaign season. The fact that it's actually happening now is almost like, is this real? But here we are.
And one thing I was just going to say is now that Trump is on the verge of becoming the president, it's really going to be likely that we are potentially going to see these policies that are going to come in. Are Mexico actually going to build the wall? Is there going to be a temporary ban on Muslims entering the United States? What do you guys think about that in America?
Yeah, Adam, do you think Mexico are going to build the wall?
I don't think Mexico are going to build a wall. No, Mexico are not going to build a wall. You know, we're going to be impartial as journalists here, but that's just ludicrous. It's a ludicrous idea. It's never going to happen. Obviously, not all of it. I'm not one of those guys who thinks the entirety of Trump's presidential campaign is just absolutely ridiculous, okay? Obviously, there's a reason people voted for him. But certain things he has suggested just won't happen, and that's one of them. It just won't.
So how do you guys feel about climate change then, about his policy on that? He doesn't have any consideration, any care for it. What are your views on that?
Yeah, with climate change, Jason, how are you feeling about that?
Well, he's gone on the record in the past, I think, Adam told me earlier, saying, climate change is fake. It's made up by the Chinese.
Yeah.
That's an interesting approach to go. It's worrying. I've seen the UN have come out with some environmentalists are really concerned about this. And obviously, it's a massive thing that Obama's put throughout his. He said that's the biggest threat to this, to the United States, is global warming. It's bigger than anything. It's something they singly need to tackle head on. And at the moment, it's not even on the right track. So after 4 years of Donald Trump, who knows how far it's going to be? It's going to be down the cliff, down the hole, down the well, wherever you want to call it. But it's going to be scary to think how much damage he could do in 4 years. That's the real worry from international politics point of view. The relationships he's going to have with people, how is that going to play out over 4 years? We can only wait and see.
Yeah, I was going to say on that all of the work that Barack Obama and the Democrats have been doing over the past 8 years could be, and probably will be, completely undone by Donald Trump, who doesn't believe that they were doing the right thing.
Yeah. All right then, guys. Well, thank you. Just going to say
that could happen. You know, that's not just a Donald Trump issue. That's an anyone issue. If any Republican got voted in, that's kind of the direction we'd be going in. It will be a more extreme version of that with Donald Trump. I think he's got some very extreme ideas in mind, and you know, with the Republican Senate and everything like that, he's pretty much got a guarantee that most of his ideas will be happening. But it's the same situation with anyone.
All right, guys, thank you very much.
We're going to have to thing about this and
wrap it up from the moment from you in the US, if that's all right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
All right, we're still here with Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hi there.
So, Mark, let's just talk about Clinton. So what do you think went wrong in her campaign for her to be so unsuccessful?
Well,
tonight?
One thing we were talking about earlier is that, interestingly, 45 million votes were cast before Election Day. Almost like we have the postal ballots kind of thing in the UK.
Yeah.
We have similar sort of situation. And up until Monday, there was the news, this whole FBI scandal.
With the email scandal.
And we were talking about it earlier, saying, was that a thing that these early 45 million voters, did they have the wrong facts when they were voting? And that, for a lot of people, I'm sure, was going to be a massive decision, a massive turning point, because trust is such a big thing in politics. And I'm sure many voters in America felt like they couldn't trust Clinton because of this sort of cover-up.
Do you feel like she almost kind of stooped down to his level, almost within the campaign, you know, where they were arguing at each other and they didn't focus enough on the actual policies and the message they need to get across to the people?
Well, that's it. Again, we are none the wiser here looking at it from our point of view. We don't really know that many policies that are actually going to be produced by either of these candidates, let alone Donald Trump. So it's certainly going to be one to watch over the next couple of weeks.
Thanks for that, Mark. We're now going to hand the coverage back over to our TV crew. So we'll see you all soon.
See you in 15.
USA Votes 2016.